Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
We need room for all the new junk.
Listen, I think I've toted my last barge and lifted my last bale. Besides, I want to work on this before the kids get at it.
I've heard that before.
What's so funny?
This old picture is so funny. Look at it.
That's a picture of my great-grandmother.
Is that supposed to be a bathing suit?
That is a turn-of-the-century full-length bikini.
Bikini?
As a matter of fact, my great-grandmother got arrested for wearing one of those.
What for?
Indecent exposure. Well, look, her knees are showing.
Oh.
Horrors, that naughty girl.
Hey, look at this one. It's Jan.
Gee, I don't remember taking that.
Well, you didn't, honey. That's a picture of my Aunt Jenny, but it was taken when she was just about your age. My goodness, that must have been about 40 years ago.
The resemblance is remarkable, Mrs. Brady.
It really is, isn't it?
Looks just like Jan.
Exactly. Gee, it's spooky.
Well, come on, everybody, up and at 'em. There are a lot more goodies in the attic. Come on.
I wonder what she looks like now. Maybe that's what you're gonna look like.
I think I'll send Aunt Jenny a picture of myself and ask her to send me a picture of herself.
Good idea.
I'm gonna write her right away. I can hardly wait to see what she looks like.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, sweetie.
Is there any mail for me today?
Honey, you have been asking me that for 10 days, and every day I have told you the same thing. No. But today I'm going to tell you yes.
There is?
On the counter.
Oh. It's from her! It's from her!
It's from who? It's from who?
Soul sister, thanks for your picture, and I bet we're the first twins that were ever born 40 years apart. Like you wrote, it's real spooky. Enclosed is the latest photo of me. Hope that very soon we can exchange hugs instead of pictures. Love, Jenny.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
All right, Killer McGrew. We got the building surrounded. So you can drop your gun and come out with your hands high.
Will you stop horsing around?
I'm a little deep.
Will you get me some oil?
You got a sticky turntable here.
Yes, Honorable Father.
Cut it out and get out of here.
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute about something?
Sure.
Well, I'm having a little problem with biology.
Well, I'm no Luther Burbank, but shoot.
Well, it's about heredity and what makes people grow up the way they do.
You mean chromosomes and genes?
I guess that's what I mean. How do they work, Dad?
Well, like I said, I'm no expert. But the genes in your chromosomes are what carry your heredity, you know, your traits from generation to generation. That's how come a bean ends up looking like another bean instead of a cucumber or something.
So you mean when you're born, your genes have already figured out what you're going to look like when you grow up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, if two people looked alike when they were children, would they look alike when they grew up?
Well, it's not for sure, but there's every chance. Does that clear things up a little?
That clears things up a lot. I can see the wrinkles starting already. Yuck.
Hey, Jan, are you still in there?
I'll be out in a minute.
You've been saying a minute for a half hour. Now, come on, we've got to wash up.
Okay.
You're going to crack the mirror looking at yourself so much. I don't think that's at all funny. Are you trying to say I'm so ugly my face could crack a mirror?
Hey, take it easy, Jan. He was just kidding.
Well, I think it's the cruelest cruelty to kid a person about her ugliness. A person can't help how she looks.
She's weird.
Oh, so now I'm weird looking. You didn't say that. Did you say weird or not?
I didn't mean weird, weird. I meant strange.
Strange? I can't do anything about my face, so why tease me about it? What was that all about?
Jan's got a thing about her face all of a sudden.
What's the matter with it?
I don't know. It's the same face she always had.
Jan? Do you want to talk? Come on. That's what older sisters are for. This is Aunt Jenny now. Me 40 years from now. What are you talking about? Don't you understand? If I look like this now, I'll look like that then. Who says so? Heredity. I read all about genes and I talked to Dad about it too. Jan, I think you're getting all upset about nothing. Don't try to make me feel better because it won't work. Look, why worry about something now that won't happen for 40 years? I didn't think about it that way. No sense in crying about it now. I'll be happy while I still can. And maybe, just maybe, I won't grow up to look like her. But I will. I know I will.
Missionary, why?
Well, this certain woman has nothing to look forward to in life, and she wants to dedicate herself to good causes. I saw a movie once about missionaries. This girl, she got bitten by a tsetse fly, and she got this terrible disease. And while she was lying in this crummy tent, the natives started beating on their drums. And the next thing you know, she was kidnapped by cannibals, and they put her in this big pot.
Oh, you're making it up.
I am not. It's a true story. I saw it on The Late Show. Or this woman could join the Peace Corps, or the Navy, or work for a photographer in a dark room.
Now, that's out of left field. Work in a dark room?
Sure. In a dark room, it doesn't matter what a girl looks like.
Oh, Mike, I've got great news.
Yeah, me too, sweetheart. If I have fixed this gramophone properly, you're about to hear Al Jolson sing again.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. What's your news, honey?
Aunt Jenny's coming to visit us tomorrow.
Hey, great. Well, I look forward to meeting her. We have to pick her up at the airport?
And no, she just says in her telegram that she's arriving tomorrow.
Well, I thought I had that turntable fixed.
Did you want me, Mom?
Oh, honey, I've got great news. Aunt Jenny's coming to visit us tomorrow.
Aunt Jenny?
Yes, you're finally going to get to see your lookalike face to face. Isn't that wonderful news?
What's so wonderful about it?
Thank you.
as well face it. There's no hope for me. The picture proves it.
Now, Jan, maybe you don't think Aunt Jenny's attractive, but that's just your opinion.
Maybe it's just a bad picture.
That's what I'm gonna look like. Daddy told me himself all about heredity and genes.
Oh, that's what that was all about.
And you told me that when you're born, the genes have already figured out what you're gonna look like when you grow up.
Jan, what a person looks like is influenced by a lot of things, not just genes. There's environment, diet, emotions.
There's no guarantee that you're gonna look like Aunt Jenny or anyone else.
But can you give me a positive guarantee that I won't end up looking like Aunt Jenny?
I think we're being raided.
Thanks for the escort, Sonny. You know where to send my tickets to the policeman's ball. Sam,
check the carbons on the pistons. You've got a bad knock there.
Carol!
Bonnie! You haven't changed at all from the pretty little girl I remember. Excepting you're prettier and in more places.
Oh, Aunt Jenny. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Well, Aunt Jenny, this is Alice.
Hello.
Hi, Alice.
And this is my husband, Mike.
How do you do, Aunt Jenny?
What kind of a how do you do is that? This is a how do you do.
Oh, mercy.
Jan wrote me she has five brothers and sisters. How long have you two been married, anyway?
3 years.
3 years. Crazy, headstrong kids.
Oh, Aunt Jenny. And last but not least, Aunt Jenny, this is Bobby.
Oh, how are you,
hey,
darling?
Aunt Jenny.
My goodness, aren't you beautiful? Well, that just leaves my look-alike. Where's Jan?
Oh, well, she's probably up in her room. I'll see if I can find her.
Okay. Gather around, kids. I've got some presents for you.
Well, that wasn't necessary, Aunt Jenny.
But it's nice.
I'm with you. Don't look a gift aunt in the mouth. I'm going to be in Istanbul this Christmas, so better early than never. No, let's see. I figure you might be a basketball fan.
I sure am.
Ooh, well, here we go.
Oh, there it is. Wow. It's autographed by Wilt Chamberlain. Do you know him?
I've known him since he was no higher than that. Now, let's see. You dig magic, Peter?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, come on. Put these on me.
Okay.
They belong to Harry Houdini.
Really?
Harry and I played the same vaudeville circuit. I did a tap dance and a snappy patter routine. Okay. Now, concentrate. Okay, hold my hands. Now, one, two, Kalamazoo!
Wow! How'd you do that?
I'll tell you later. Now, let's see what we've got here. This is for you, love.
What is it?
It's a shofar. You only blow it on Rosh Hashanah.
Wow.
Thanks.
What's written on it?
It's Hebrew. That's Lashona Tova, which means Happy New Year. Golda Meir gave it to me.
Well, here's your look-alike, Aunt Jenny.
Well, if that doesn't blow a person's mind... Hello, soul sister.
Hello, Aunt Jenny.
Who says time marches on? It just rolled back 40 years for me. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I've got something for you. Here you are. Well, something Pietro knocked out for me while I was having lunch at his pad on the Riviera one day.
Oh, well, what's it supposed to be?
It's a portrait of me. And I'm afraid it looks like me.
Well, that certainly is a valuable gift for a young girl, Aunt Jenny.
Oh, darling, I've got dozens of these cluttering up my walls at home.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Jenny.
You're welcome.
Aunt Jenny, we'd like to explain about Jan. You see... Well, she's a little shyer than the rest of the kids. isn't she, Mike?
Oh, yeah. That's all it is.
Balderdash. I got some bad vibrations in there. Now, that child doesn't dig me, and I'd like to know why. Quit beating around the bush, because I'm an old bushwhacker.
Okay. I guess we do owe you the truth.
Well, Aunt Jenny, it all started when Jan received your photograph in the mail.
The groovy thing about a sari is you don't have to wear a girdle with it. Indira Gandhi wears them all the time. Now this is for outback country in Australia. It's great for chasing kangaroos. Jan, why don't we wrap a little, I didn't ask you up here just to be my lady-in-waiting. I wanted you to know that I know what's bugging you.
Oh?
And I can't say that I blame you.
Did my parents say something to you?
Yes. But I had to drag it out of them.
I'm so embarrassed, Aunt Jenny.
Don't be embarrassed, love. I agree with you. I'd rather look like Raquel Welch myself. Oops. I could have been beautiful if I wanted to.
You could?
Oh, plastic surgery does wonders with noses and chins. They even can put in curves where there's nothing but straight highway.
Why didn't you do it?
Just never had the time. Besides, there are lots of pretty faces around. But how often do you see a puss like this?
Whoops. Aunt Jenny, where does the word sukiyaki come from?
Japanese farmers used to roast meat over a fire at the end of a rake. So yaki means to roast, and suki is a rake.
Well, sukiyaki certainly looks better on a menu than roasted rake. Hey, how am I doing with these?
Thinner. I want to be able to read a newspaper through it.
Where'd you get this recipe?
From one of Emperor Hirohito's chefs. I ran into him at the Ginza one afternoon. I swapped him a recipe of Madame Khrushchev's for borscht.
Hello? Well, yes, she is. Just a minute. It's long distance for you, Aunt Jenny. It's your secretary.
Oh, will you take a message, honey?
She's tied up right now. Can I take a message? Oh. Would you spell that, please? Yeah, I certainly will. Bye. Aunt Jenny, I hate to be the one to break the news, but you now own a llama.
Oh, that's nice.
A llama?
Yeah, the Humane Society gave it to you in appreciation for the help you gave on your fundraising drive.
Hey, the dessert looks groovy.
Now, Aunt Jenny, what are you going to do with a llama?
Oh, no problem. It can graze in the backyard with a zebra. I shall pass the cha nuya, or honorable tea. Everybody, take a sip. In Japan, a sip like that would be an insult to the host. Let's hear it, honey. Ah, very good. That the host will dig.
I'll get it. Hello. Yes, just a minute. Aunt Jenny, it's your secretary.
I can't be interrupted in the middle of a tea ceremony. Will you take the message, hon?
She would like me to take the message. Yes. I've got it. I'll tell her. Well, Aunt Jenny, you've been invited to a birthday party.
On Ari's yacht.
Is he kidding? I'm not canceling my Peace Corps assignment in Bolivia for any birthday party. I'll cable Jackie, though. She's a real trip.
Oh, yeah. Any rate with chopsticks. It's easy, watch.
This is the easiest way, kids. Haven't dropped a grain of rice in 20 years.
You must travel around the world a lot, Aunt Jenny.
Traveling is the spice of life. I will never forget the time I was in Bangkok. I went to this little nightclub, and who was playing the saxophone but the king himself? Great jazz buff, the king. Well, I was pretty good on the trumpet myself before my lip went. So I sat in on a jam session with him. I had such a time. And before I knew it, we were back in the palace, and I was teaching the king how to blow charge. Da-da-da-da-da! Charge!
Okay.
Hello? Just a minute. Aunt Jenny, guess who? Shall I take a message?
Please, honey.
Okay. Hello? Yes, I'll take a message. Oh, I certainly will tell her. Thank you. Bye-bye. Aunt Jenny, guess what? A dozen long-stemmed roses have just been delivered to your house.
Oh?
Along with the marriage proposal.
That's that goofy Lester again.
Who's Lester?
A United States senator.
A senator?
Are you going to marry him?
Yeah. I get lots of proposals.
Well, why don't you accept one of them?
Well, I guess I'm too young to settle down yet. Say, isn't anybody going to eat my bean curd cakes? I'm going to stop this myself. Hello. Yes, it is. Now, look, Hazel, why don't you knock it off? Oh, I plumb forgot. Yeah. Don't worry. I'll make it. Well, kids, I'm sorry to not eat and run. I've got to catch the 11 o'clock plane for Paris.
What?
Paris?
A dinner at the American Embassy for Georges. Pompidou. It's a bore, but you know how sensitive those French are if you turn them down.
Don't you have to go?
I'm afraid so, sweetie.
Well, I wish you could stay.
Now that's nice to hear. I've really got to go. But I'll be back.
Good.
Jenny, let me get your bag.
I think Aunt Jenny's the most wonderful woman I ever met. And I'm going to grow up to look just like her.
Well, honey, like I told you, genes are funny things. There's a good chance you might not.
But there's a good chance I might. Jenny, what do you think it is?
Well, if it's from Aunt Jenny, it could be almost anything.
A plaster cast?
Oh, I'm surprised there isn't a leg in it.
Let's see. Dear soul sister, I really goofed this time. After Paris, I tried to work off that fattening French gravy skiing in Switzerland. I just got the cast off. Had it autographed for you. Regards to the gang. Love, Jenny.
My goodness. Look at that. Jean-Claude Keeley?
Ooh. Gosh, Peggy Fleming. Sir Edmund Hillary?
Paul Newman!
Look at this. He's a racing car driver.
Hello? Yeah, who's calling? Just a minute. Jan.
Yeah?
Stevie, for you.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Stevie? Saturday night? Yeah, at whose house? I guess that'll be okay. Of course, you understand. I'm not ready to settle down yet. I won't be until I'm at least 60. And even then, I'm not sure. But Saturday night's okay.